Okay, Ramban Parshas Pekudei. So this week is very, very short. There's not a lot of Rambans on Parshas Pekudei, but we'll do some. So the pasuk, the parsha begins with Eilef Pekudei HaMishkan, Mishkan HaEdus. So this is the counting or the whatever reckoning of the Mishkan, Mishkan HaEdus. This repetition thing of the Mishkan HaEdus. The Mishkan, Mishkan HaEdus. What does Mishkan HaEdus refer to? The Mishkan of testimony. So Rashi says, it's a remez to the two Mishkans, the Mishkan, Mishkan Edus. Not that there are two Mishkans, but it's a remez to the two Bate Mikdash that would be burnt. So in that sense, Mishkan means that they were Mamushkan, they were taken as collateral. They were burnt because of the sins of the Jewish people, so they were taken as collateral. That's the Mishkan, like from the learned word Mashkan, which is a collateral. So it says Mishkan twice. Okay, that's Rashi. The other one, which is maybe a more Pashup shot, Rashi says Mishkan Edus. It's called Edus because it's an Edus the Yisrael that Hashem forgave them for the sin of the Egel, because Hashem put a Shechina in the Mishkan, so that was a testimony that Hashem forgave Klal Yisrael. That's Mishkan Edus. That's Rashi. The Ramban has a different shot, which is maybe Yesodistic, for what the Mishkan was. The Ramban said it was called Mishkan HaEdus because the word Mishkan, if it just said Mishkan, that could tell you, that could be, you know, the Pasuk back in earlier in Perek Lamed Vav, Pasuk Ches, and one other place, the Torah referred to the Mishkan as the curtains, you know, that covered the Mishkan. That was called the Mishkan, the 28 Amma curtains, whatever, that covered the Mishkan. That was called the Mishkan. So when we want to say Mishkan Edus, we're saying that it's the Mishkan that was made for the Luchos Edus, for the Aron. In other words, the Mishkan, but that just characterizes the whole Mishkan. That means the whole Mishkan is Mishkan Edus, Gorn Ramban. That means the place where you put the Luchos Edus, like as if the whole Mishkan revolves around that. That's what it is. The Mishkan is a place where you have the Luchos Edus. So that just tells you something, so to speak, foundational about the what the Mishkan was, and really what the Beis HaMikdash was. It revolved around the Aron. That was the main thing. You know, when you think about a Mishkan or a Beis HaMikdash, if someone asked you off the cuff, what's the main thing that goes on in Beis HaMikdash? You'd say Mizbeach, right? Karbanos, bringing Karbanos there. Mizbeach is the main thing. But that may be what goes on there, but the ikar of the Mishkan is the Aron, is the Luchos HaEdus. Okay. Then when we have the Torah describing what they did to make the Mishkan, right? It's basically Parshas Pekudei, Vayakha Pekudei. It's the Torah telling you what they did, and you had Truma and Tetzaveh, where Hashem commands Klal Yisrael or Moshe how to make the Mishkan, and Vayakha and Pekudei, you have they went ahead and did it. So in Perek Lamites Pasuk Bays, it says Vayasas Eifod Zav Tchelas, they made the Eifod, which is what you expect. It just says they made it. But unusually in Pasuk Gimel it says Vayiraku Espache Azav. It says they hammered the gold, Vikitzeitz Psilim, and they made threads, Lasas, Psocha, Tchelas, Psocha, Argan, Psoch, Tlashim, Psoch Shesh. Gets a little bit involved in exactly how they made something. So and it doesn't just say they made it. Like it says basically where everything else. Like Bayas as Eifod. It says, so you would expect it to just say they made the Eifod and they made it Zav and Tchelis, and that's it, you know, like it started in that first Pasuk. So the Ramban asks, why are we being so specific here? He said, it should have just said that first Pasuk Beis, they made the Eifod, have two words from this whole Pasuk Gimel, just they made it a Maaseh Choshev, and then continue, they made it Ksefos. The whole deal that they, it's speaking, and he hammered it down and they wove it in. We need to speak that all out. That's not usually how this parsha works. It just says they did it. So why is it speaking out the details? So the Ramban says, and this is just interesting, it's probably the first time you heard the concept that begadim were made out of threads of gold. You're like, I probably never heard of that. You know, lahavdil, now we've heard of all kinds of crazy stuff of putting gold in your pizza or whatever. You could put gold, you know, there's edible gold, but you usually think of gold as a block of gold. Using it as threads to make clothing. So the Ramban says, yeah, that was the Chiddush. No one had ever heard of that. So it lists out that they banged it into threads because that was a Chiddush. Nobody did that, banged gold into stuff you weave as clothes. Just like it probably sounded weird to you the first time you heard somebody eating gold. So the first time you heard probably somebody, that the concept that they wove gold as a thread, that's unusual. And since it was unusual, that's why it says it. In other words, it was a chiddush to them that they did it. They made this concept of making gold so thin to be a thread to sew with or to weave with. So that's why it speaks it out, because it was a chiddush to them too. I'll read you his words just because it's interesting. Ki hayatema be'ineim liyo zav tavoy v'shazer kasher yasev etzemir. It was a tema to them, a shock, that you could make zav into something you could spin as thread. Ki lo nishma ad hayom hahu la'asoskein. No one had ever heard of that. So that's why the Torah speaks it out, them making it into threads, because that was a big chiddush for them, which is very interesting. Okay, then in Perek Mem, Pasuk Yud, we have a moshachtas mezbeach ha'ola, mezkol kelav. You'll do Meshicha to the Mizbeach. Then you'll be Mekadesh HaMizbeach. V'haya Mizbeach Kodesh Kadoshim. The Mizbeach will be Kodesh Kadoshim. So the Ramban asks, where if, you know, also what you would have, your knee-jerk reaction when you hear that. What do you mean the Mizbeach was Kodesh Kadoshim? The Kodesh Kadoshim was not the Mizbeach, right? We know what the Kodesh Kadoshim is. There was the Kodesh and the Kodesh Kadoshim. That's where the Aron was. What do you mean this is talking about the Mizbeach, right? The regular Mizbeach. So what do you mean it's going to be Kodesh Kadoshim? So the Rabban gives two pshatim. One is maybe he called it Kodesh Kadashim, meaning because you'll bring on it karbanos that are called Kodesh Kadashim. So in that sense, the Mizbeach is Kodesh Kadashim, that you bring karbanos on it that are Kodesh Kadashim, because there are karbanos, there are kachim kalim and kachi kachim. So it's Kodesh Kadashim that you're makriv on the Mizbeach, kachi kachim. Another pshat, he says, maybe it's called Kodesh Kadashim, and that in the sense that it is Mekadesh others. Like it says earlier, when we had a pasuk very similar, it said, "Vaya mizbeach kodesh kadoshim, kalanagea b'mizbeach yikdash." Anyway, that's what he says it means. It means that it would be mekadesh others. That's how it's kodesh kadoshim, and that it is mekadesh other things that go on it, whatever touches it. Okay, one last point, just maybe a little more technical in nature, that it says Moshe was making the Mishkan on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That's when he put up the Mishkan. But they were really from 8 days before, you know, that was the Shemonis Mebilum ended then. That really started on Chaf Gimel Adar, when the whole process started. Moshe would put up the Mishkan and take it down, put it up, take it down. And it would stay up, according to the Ramban, basically, it would stay up almost all of the 8 days. You just take it down before morning for like 2 seconds kind of thing, and then put it back up. It was a very short time. It was basically up at all times during the Shemoneh Yemei Biluim, but Moshe would take it down for a short while beforehand. The Mishkan had to be up because they were bringing Karbonos, the whole Shemoneh Yemei Biluim, he would take it apart every day for a short time. Okay, and it says that they are Makrev Alav Karbonos. Problem is, it doesn't talk about the Meshicha. You had to be Moshech all of the Kalim in the Mishkan before using them. So that's not talked about here. It's talked about later. That's in Vayikra, it talks about that they did the Meshicha on all the Kalim. You don't find them saying, the Pasuk doesn't say here in Pekudei, and they were Moshech the Shulchan, and they were Moshech the Menorah. It doesn't say that. So the Ramban says that when it says they made the shulchan and they put on it lechem, it means they made the shulchan to put on it lechem, because they didn't do the meshicha yet. It's only once they did the meshicha, that's when it was hukdash that you could use it for putting lechem on it. So it's a little bit of a dochek, but the Ramban likes things to go in order. So when it says in this week's parsha that they made the shulchan to put the lechem on it, it means to get ready to put the lechem on it, and then you'll read in Vayikra that they did Meshicha. Okay, more of a technicality, but just important in the Ramban's chronology of everything. Okay, that's it.